Hi, Henry here, and welcome to this short audio class where we'll cover the 7 key mistakes I see people make over and over again when it comes to starting your own lifestyle business. So the 7 key mistakes we'll cover are, number 1, the lack of focus, because if you dilute your time, then it's going to take a lot longer to see any measurable results. And then we're going to look at number 2, which is the lack of research. Now, you have to know if there's a market for what you want to do and if there's someone out there who wants what you have to offer. And then we'll look at the failure to stand out, which is something you have to do to be remarkable so people remember you and your products. And then we'll look at number 4, wrong expectations. Because if you expect to succeed in 2 weeks and you don't, then you're going to be disappointed and you're going to give up. And then we're going to look at number 5, which is perfection. And everyone falls into this trap. We all want things to be perfect, but it's not going to happen. And then we're going to look at number 6, which is letting fears control your life. And finally, we'll look at number 7, which is the lack of action, because it is through action that you get insights and experience. Now, I recommend you listen to this audio more than once, because each time you do, your brain will pick up new ideas and thoughts. I'd say something like 3 to 4 times is a good amount. So listen to it at least 3 times and you'll notice that each time you do, you'll pick up something new and you'll get new ideas or get motivated or inspired. So with that said, let's get started with mistake number 1. Which is the lack of focus. And by focus, I mean 2 things. Number 1 is having too many projects going on all at once. And number 2 is trying to be everything for everyone with your lifestyle business. Now let's look at number 1, which is having too many projects. The truth of the matter is that you only have so much time. And if you dilute that time between 47 other projects, your progress will slow to a halt, and you'll probably not make much headway even if you work all day long, which is why you have to focus on just one thing at a time, which could be just one website, one idea, and one product. And that's really going to make a big difference in your results. And number 2 is trying to be everything for everyone. There's so much competition out there right now in most really good niches that you have to stand out in some way. And in order to do that, you have to focus on a select group of people. So you have to focus in on who you're helping. But we'll cover this in just a second. But how do you actually do all this? I mean, how do you figure out who you help and what you help people with? And that brings us to mistake number 2, which is the lack of research. Now, when I hear the word research, I immediately want to avoid the whole thing because it sounds boring, but the rewards you'll reap will be well worth it. Because when you do research, you'll figure out if your idea is good or if it's bad. I mean, if you have to abandon it and look for another angle or another niche altogether. Now, doing research when you know it'll help you succeed is, to me, exciting. And research doesn't have to take weeks. You only need to figure out what people want and how you can position yourself in your niche. Most people completely skip this part and they jump directly into blogging and creating products. And then after a few years, they wonder why they have no readers or customers. When you do proper research, you'll have a much better chance of standing out. And that's key if you want to succeed and build a profitable lifestyle business that supports your life. And that brings us to mistake number 3, which is the failure to stand out. Now, you can find the best niche in the world, but if you don't stand out, you'll just blend into the noise and no one will remember or care about what you do or what you offer. Now, the good news is that there's a way to avoid blending in. It comes back to having a focus for your lifestyle business and knowing who you help and what you help them with. Now, imagine you wanted to grow bananas and you find a website that's all about gardening, and maybe they have a few articles about bananas or some general tips. Now, that's not going to help you all that much, but what if you found a website that was all about bananas, something like crazybananas.com, and they had a step-by-step course on how you can grow bananas and the biggest mistake you have to avoid so the banana trees don't die or something like that. Now, that's highly relevant for you if you want to grow bananas. And that's what happens when you focus in on who you help and what you help them with. There's this relevancy where people come to your website and they know it's for them. Instead of just being a general, say, gardening blog, you're helping people grow excellent bananas. But even when some people stand out, they still fail. Why is that? It's because they have the wrong expectations. And that brings us to mistake number 4, wrong expectations. Now, I know this well, because I was extremely impatient, and I still am to some extent, when I started my online journey and started building my lifestyle business. I constantly looked for shortcuts and systems that would help me succeed fast. But the truth of the matter is that building a lifestyle business takes time. And when you let it take the time it takes, you relax and you begin to enjoy the journey instead. You begin to enjoy the process. Because you'll spend most of your life on a journey somewhere. And if you constantly feel bad for not having reached some destination or achieved some goal, you'll feel miserable for most of your life. It's all about setting the right expectations and being willing to face obstacles, face your fears, and keep moving forward even when the going gets tough, because it is when you do that that you will ultimately succeed and learn from your mistakes. And with all these faulty expectations, another pesky mistake enters the picture, namely perfection. And that's mistake number 5. You don't need to find the perfect niche or even have an original idea to build a wildly successful lifestyle business. I get emails all the time from people telling me they're looking for a great idea or that they can't get started because they haven't found an untapped niche. Now, what I do at Wake Up Cloud isn't original, but I make it unique with who I am and by telling my own story and sharing my own experiences. The clients I've helped aren't original or amazing either. They just put their own spin on things and do their best, and they succeed. And so will you if you are willing to take action. And the other point is that you don't have to learn everything before you start taking action. Our brains don't work that way. You only have to learn what you need now and then move forward. And when something else comes up, you learn something new. And it's not going to be perfect right off the bat, because you're just getting started, and as you move along, you'll get better and better and have more and more ideas, and you'll tweak and perfect what you do. But even when perfection is out of the way, there's always some fear left, and that fear is what keeps most people from creating the life they want and know they deserve, which brings us to mistake number 6, which is letting fears control you. There will always be fear when you're going after something that's meaningful for you. And the fear is extremely normal. The way I deal with it is to just let it be there and take things one step at a time. All the disaster scenarios you paint in your head, such as failing, afraid of what others will think of you, and so on, are just that. They're imaginary scenarios in your head. They feel real, but they don't have to stop you. I've been afraid many times and I've been freaking out, but I still focus on taking action and I let the fears be there, kind of like a background noise in my mind. And sure, it doesn't feel great, but when you take action, they kind of fade away. And I'd go as far as to say that most people don't fail because of a bad plan, the wrong niche, or something along those lines. They fail because they let their fears control them. The fear stops you from taking action And that leads us to our final point for this audio class, which is the failure to take action. Now, if there's anything I've learned from the many years of running a lifestyle business, is that ideas and insights come out of action. When you start, your business is like a newborn puppy. It doesn't know what's going on. It makes a mess in the house and tries to eat knives and all sorts of things. But as time passes, the puppy learns how to do things and what should be done inside and what should be done outside. It gains experience about how life is lived. And so will you gain experience on how to build a lifestyle business. Now, it's going to be messy in the beginning. You're going to feel overwhelmed at some point, maybe uncomfortable or even afraid. But you have to be willing to take action before you're ready to start. You can't plan your way to success, although some planning is essential. You have to do your research and you have to know how to stand out from the crowd. You have to be willing to take action and test your ideas. Because when you take action, you get feedback on if something works or if it doesn't work. Most people don't do this because they're afraid of failure. But the truth is that you want to fail as much as possible. Because if your idea isn't good, failing means it's time to try something else. And the more you fail, the faster you will succeed. Each failure is simply a stepping stone to success. And that wraps up this short audio class. But before I let you go, let's summarize what we've covered so far. We started with number one, which was the lack of focus. You have to be willing to focus on one thing until you get it working. I didn't start seeing results until I focused on one website and one project. Because when you stop diluting your time, you'll have so much more energy to focus on the project you're working on at the present moment. And then we looked at number two, which is the lack of research. You have to know if there are people out there willing to pay for what you have to offer. And you have to discover how you can stand out, which brought us to mistake number three, which is the failure to stand out. There's a simple way to stand out from all the competition. So it doesn't matter if there's competition out there because you can create your own angle and make what you do entirely unique, which will attract customers and readers to you. And then we looked at number four, wrong expectations. If you aren't ready to work hard, then you'll probably give up because most people look for easy and quick fixes, and then they give up at the first sign of trouble, which brought us to mistake number five, perfection. Now, we all want things to be perfect, but in the beginning, you have to allow for some messiness because you're just figuring this out. And the good news is that you don't have to get things perfect to have a profitable lifestyle business. I've seen plenty of people have a messy business and live amazing lifestyles. So it isn't necessary. And then we looked at number six, letting fears control you. Now, you will face fears and you will be uncomfortable on this journey, but it's all about taking that next step and focusing on what you can do now. Because when you do that, the fears fade into the background. And finally, we looked at number seven, the lack of action. Because it is through action that you will get insights, ideas, and gain experience. And the more you fail, the more you will learn what works. Now, these are really simple mistakes anyone can avoid. It isn't always going to be easy, but one step at a time will get you where you want to go. And it'll get you to a profitable lifestyle business that gives you more control of your life and gives you the freedom that you know you deserve. But you have to be willing to move forward even when the going gets tough. That's really the secret and the anti-quick fix that no one wants to tell you about. And in the premium workshop that's opening on March 1st, we'll cover exactly what you need to do to set the stage for a successful lifestyle business. I'll go through exactly how to take action, stand out from the crowd, find your niche, and make sure that there's a market out there for what you want to offer. And in short, ensure that you have the greatest chance of success and avoid all the stupid blunders I've made in the beginning that kept me stuck for years. So make sure you stay on the interest list for the workshop, because I'll be sending you more goodies as you wait for the grand opening. That's it for this audio class. If you have any questions, you know where to find me. This is Henry signing out. Bye for now.